Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Captain Bobby Parker, a Corps officer, one of two Corps officers, I believe, along with your wife.
Yes, my wife Nicole and I are both Corps officers here in Tyler, Texas.
Of the Salvation Army of Tyler. Good morning, Bobby. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me be here today.
Sure thing. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus, and In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Bobby, it's been a little over a year since you visited with us. Always great to have you back. Let's go ahead and just kind of do the usual thing we do at the beginning of the show, tell people basically who you are, what you do, maybe a little bit of Salvation Army has a very interesting history, if you want to throw some of that in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife and I are the Corps officers here at the Salvation Army in Tyler, and you know, we oversee all the operations that happen here, and a lot going on, a lot of good stuff. Meeting human needs in the community without discrimination is, you know, a key part of our mission. You know, whether that's our shelter or the things you're familiar with at Christmas or a family store, just a lot going on and a lot of good work to do that we get to be a part of.
Okay, an evangelical part of the Universal Christian Church. Want to make sure we mention that. Salvation Army began in England in 1852. The gentleman who founded it was named William Booth. And it's always interesting to me that later in that century, in the I think starting around 1888, the Salvation Army in this country started in Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's the start of the Salvation Army was in London. And, you know, one of the interesting stories that happened, William Booth walking with his son, walking through some of the slums in the East End of London, and just pointing out to his son the people that were struggling and, you know, not having food and not having a place to stay. And he told his son, we got to do something. And that really was kind of the genesis for how the Salvation Army got started, and how they certainly got started doing social services and meeting human needs. Just the recognizing the need and saying, "We somebody needs to do something."
Mm-hmm. And it was just a few decades after that the Salvation Army landed in East Texas. I think offhand when the Tyler Salvation Army started? It was probably maybe within the first 20 years of the 20th century.
Right, it's like over 100 years.
Yeah.
The exact date is, I think, listed on our website.
Okay, which is, by the way, SalvationArmyTyler.org, as long as we're giving out some contact information. Salvation Army is located at 633 North Broadway Avenue, and actually quite a large campus now, bigger than when I first started working in Tyler in 1989. It's expanded quite a bit, but your main office is at 633 North Broadway, and the phone number is 903-592-4361. Again, that website is SalvationArmyTyler.org, and your primary social media outlet is Facebook, so there's a lot of information on there as well. Let's talk a little bit about some of the services you offer in Tyler and about some of the special things that you have going on right now and that you have coming up over the next few months. You are, again, an evangelical part of the Universal Christian Church. You serve everybody, no questions asked, no discrimination. We know that. Worship services are held Wednesday and Sunday. Is that pretty much on a regular church service schedule?
Yeah, pretty much. On Wednesdays, we have 6 o'clock. We have coffee and Bible study and worship. And then on Sunday, we have your typical things you would expect to find at a church, with Sunday school at 9:30 and then a church service that starts at 11. We have a great time of worship out there, and we would invite anybody to come check us out.
It is summer, yes indeed, just now getting into July, and your summer day camp program is up and going. We want to make sure people know that there is no summer day camp here in Tyler. You send the kids in the Tyler area to Midlothian, which is a suburb of Fort Worth. Tell us a little bit about what happens there.
Yeah, the Salvation Army has a state-of-the-art residential camp program in Midlothian, and it's called Camp Hobbitzell. It's owned and operated by the Salvation Army in Texas, and we're able to take kids from our community that might not be able to experience a world-class camping experience during the summer, and we're able to take them and send them out there for a week or 2 weeks at no cost to them. And it's a life-changing experience, and we're just thrilled to be able to see their faces when they come back and hear all the stories of the horseback riding and the zip lining and all the different things that they got to do while they were there.
Mm-hmm. It kind of resembles Pine Cove, a very well-known Christian camp in Smith County,
I think
you mentioned earlier. And for a lot of these kids, it may be one of their rare opportunities to get out of Tyler and see what life is like maybe 100, 120 miles down the road.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of them, they really haven't been very much, very far outside of Tyler. So it's a good experience for them just to get a little bit of traveling.
A lot of summer left. Can they still sign up?
We do have some spots. If you give us a call, we can see if there's any spots available for the remainder of the camping season.
All right. That number again, 903-592-4361. Location 633 North Broadway Avenue in downtown Tyler, just a little bit shy of Gentry Parkway if you kind of want to get a picture there. And SalvationArmyTyler.org, also the Facebook page. Talking to Captain Bobby Parker, a Corps officer with the Salvation Army of Tyler. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. I know there are several specific things you really wanted to cover today, and the first of those is actually a few months down the road, but it's not too early to get it on your calendar. Now, this is going to be the Kettle Crush 5K, and it's happening along with so many other things on New Year's Day. This will be the second one you've done. Tell us about how the first one went and what we're looking at for 2020.
Yeah, the first one went really well. We weren't sure how many people would actually show up on a chilly day on the 1st of January, but we had a great crowd, and it was a great atmosphere, and we did our 5K downtown. It actually started and ended at our facility there at 633 North Broadway, so a lot of folks who had never been on our property got to see what we have going on there, and we're expecting an even better crowd next year, and it's a great way to kind of get your year started off right. All the money that we raise goes directly to our programs and services, so you can do some good for your physical health and do some good for people in your community that desperately need it.
Mm-hmm. It's cold on New Year's Day most of the time. Is
it's
that
cold
ever a
for
problem?
A few minutes, yeah, just for a few minutes. But once you get that blood going, then it warms up. My daughter and I both ran, and we were shedding layers pretty quick.
All righty. Tee off for toys on September 30th. That's not quite that far down the road, and it looks ahead at one of your showcase projects for many, many years now, the Angel Tree, which is a big thing that you do during the Christmas holiday season. Tell us first about Tee Off for Toys. When's that going to happen? And it's a golf tournament. What are we looking at there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a golf tournament that's put on by the Tyler Firefighters Association and the Salvation Army, and it happens on September 30th at Hideaway Lake Country Club, and it helps us to raise money that we use to purchase toys for our Angel Tree program, which services thousands of kids in East Texas.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. You've been doing the Tee Off for Toys for several years now, and you mentioned that it's sponsored by the Tyler Firefighters Association, so we got that. Just, again, a regular golf tournament. How do they sign up? Can they sign up online right now or through Facebook?
They can. They can go to our website. They can give us a call at the number listed there. They can message us on Facebook. However they want to get in contact with us, we can make sure that they get signed up.
All righty. Let's talk about that Angel Tree, about what all of this is for. And I know you do a lot during the holiday season. The Angel Tree, I'm not sure if I remember when that first started, but it's just become part and parcel of what the Salvation Army does on a year-in, year-out basis. Why do you do that? How has it gotten to be so popular, and how does it work?
Yeah, the Angel Tree program started in Tennessee in the 70s, and an officer had an idea to hang little paper angels on a tree and try to get people to sponsor children. I mean, really, what it is today, and it was successful then, and a lot of people started doing it, and it became a national program. And so it basically gives us an opportunity to provide Christmas to hundreds of families in our community, and it's the toys are actually purchased by other families in the community. So a lot of times people will say one of their greatest memories is being able to buy toys, not for each other, but for somebody who's in great need. And so it's one of our favorite programs and a great opportunity for the whole family to get involved in the shopping and delivering of the toys.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have a big kickoff probably right around probably late November.
Exactly.
Maybe even earlier.
Yeah, we'll do signups for Angel Tree. We'll be advertising that probably as early as October.
October, okay.
Yeah, that's when we'll start signing families up. But around November, once we start getting into Thanksgiving, we'll be full swing into Angel Tree mode and have lots of opportunities for people to adopt angels and to volunteer in other ways.
There will be a big kickoff event, too. I know in past years you've done it at Broadway Square Mall. Is that still the location, or have you moved
it
around?
It should be. We haven't finalized all those details, but typically we do the Angel Tree and the Kettle kickoff at the same time at the Broadway Square Mall.
All righty, and let's talk about some of that. The Kettle kickoff, that's your big fundraiser every year. That's the folks, Salvation Army staff members and volunteers from around the community standing in supermarket parking lots, ringing the bells. Is that continuing to draw the kind of money to serve the needs of the population that you're looking to serve?
Absolutely. The needs are increasing. Every single year, it seems like the need for our services continues to grow. And so certainly the Christmas time is one of those times of the year where people are already thinking about giving back. And so we want to make sure that we're maximizing our opportunity to allow people to give to us. And Christmas is a time where we raise in those kettles around $350,000to $375,000 just in the kettle campaign mm-hmm. alone. And so, those money are desperately needed, and they go directly right back into those programs in the community that we've been talking about today.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe people are starting to feel a little bit cooler now. Most of our conversation has been about the holiday season.
Right.
One of the reasons, of course, is that you really get going with that at the end of September with the golf tournament, raising money for the Angel Tree, and then you wrap it all up with a Kettle Crush 5K on New Year's Day. But I guess it's kind of time to bring things back to the reality that we are in the middle of the summer season. As we visit with Captain Bobby Parker, a Corps officer with the Salvation Army of Tyler on In Focus, I'm John Sims. Getting to a topic that's a year-round thing, and it just isn't going to go away anytime soon. Your emergency shelter holds 200 people. At last report, you were housing 27 children, and we're going to bring back a recurring theme. We've talked with Highway 80 Rescue Mission, Christina Folsom with the East Texas Human Needs Network, so we have really a number of opportunities, including this one, to remind people that homelessness is not what you think. Let's just go ahead and paint a picture of what homelessness really looks like compared to maybe some of the stereotypes that people have about homeless people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if anybody were to try to envision in their mind what a typical homeless person looked like, you would get multiple different images, but a lot of times that image wouldn't be a child, or it wouldn't be a mother with a stroller and three or four kids. But that's what we see a lot of every single day. And like you mentioned, at our last count this morning, 27 children staying in our shelter overnight. So it really just shows that need and homelessness, they don't discriminate. They don't care how old you are, how successful you were, what your upbringing was. It really is something that everybody can be dealing with. And we see people from all walks of life, all races, and that are desperately in need of help. And that's, why we're here, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
When you have people come to your emergency shelter, I believe it goes without saying that there's a variation on the length of time that they're going to spend there. Do you basically divide it into maybe long-term stays and people who are maybe only there because they've had an emergency and just need housing for a short period of time? Is it maybe a little bit more, or even maybe a little bit less complicated than that?
Yeah, we have our emergency shelter does hold 200, and then we have a lot of transitional housing rooms, and we have family rooms so that we can keep families together. And really, at the end of the day, one of the things that we always do is we work people case by case. We keep a limit in place so that we can, if there are people that are staying with us that just have no interest in improving their overall situation and they're just there to, just to be there, then eventually after about 90 days, then, they'll move on to the next opportunity. But if we have people that are actively, a family that's actively trying to get back on their feet and they're working hard and they're looking for employment and they're participating in case management, which everybody that stays with us does, then we're going to, we've had people that have been there up to 2 years, but at the end of those 2 years, they're, in their own apartment, they have their financial situation is stabilized, they have good employment. And so really it just is case by case. And we want to make sure that everybody that comes to us has a real shot at being reacclimated back into society and being successful.
If you have a problem like that, if you're homeless or having trouble finding a home, if maybe you're at risk of homelessness, and that's a term we hear more and more these days, come by the Salvation Army or give them a call, I think is the bottom line, and see what the Salvation Army can do to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I say all the time is my job, if I'm doing my job correctly, my job is to put myself out of business. And so we have, through all the different programs, utility assistance, rental assistance, our food pantry, we're taking people that aren't homeless and we're trying to give them the things that they need in order to prevent themselves from becoming homeless. So if we really do our job right and we do, you know, education, making sure people are getting help with employment and, you know, rental utility assistance, then we can prevent people from having to actually come and stay in our shelter. And really, at the end of the day, that would be our ultimate goal. And that would be a great success if we, you know, didn't have any need for anybody to stay in our shelter.
Right. I don't know if truer words were ever spoken. We're talking to Captain Bobby Parker, a Corps officer with the Salvation Army of Tyler. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Now, there are, I understand, criteria, rules and regulations and things like that that people have to understand and do have to follow if they're going to take advantage of this service.
Right. I mean, anytime you have a large facility where you're housing just, you know, anybody, and you have families and you have children, there are certain checks that you have to do, background checks and, you know, warrant checks, and just to make sure that you have that the whole space is safe and the facility is safe, just because of the fact that you have families and children there. And even so, we do have space and we do have opportunities for people that are, you know, we do find a lot of people don't have identification. So we have space for people who are working on getting identification. And so we'll work with them to help them get their identification. But we also do partner a lot with other agencies in the community that specifically will, that are specifically built around some of those groups of people that are, you know, typically struggle to find places to be.
Now, let's talk about that a little bit. Referrals to other agencies. I know from my own experience as a volunteer and as a radio guy, and we've repeated it a number of times on this program, how important it is for agencies to work together. I know the East Texas Human Needs Network is all about that. We mentioned that a few minutes ago. How are things going? Do you feel like you have a good, smooth communication now with the other agencies that you refer people to in the Tyler area?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the issue of homelessness and poverty is not something any one agency can solve. And we certainly don't think that we're the ones who can cure all the need in East Texas. And there's so many great organizations out there that we're able to work together with every single day. And if there's a specific program or service that another agency provides that we don't provide, then we will refer our people over to them, and it, vice versa. If there's a program or service that we provide that somebody else doesn't provide, we're able to, you know, refer people both ways. And there's a lot of great organizations out there doing great work, and we certainly are thankful to be a part of that network.
Very well put. The food pantry sponsorship program. You mentioned the food pantry, I think, in passing a few minutes ago. I know that's an important part of your service, and you have an actual food pantry sponsorship program, and there are spots available right now. How does that work? How can folks get involved?
Yeah, every single morning, if you come to our facility, you'll see a whole line of people outside the door before it opens, looking to get assistance with groceries and rental and rental assistance. And so there's definitely a need for people who are finding their own home pantries a little low and struggling to find those funds to be able to go out and grocery shop, especially when we're out of school and there's no school lunch. Mm-hmm. So you have a couple extra hungry mouths to feed. It's certainly an opportunity for people to come and to get food pantry items. And so one of the things that we've done as the need has continued to rise, instead of having to divert funds that we need for other things, we've been able to get people to sign up to do food drives at their businesses, churches, other places, civic clubs, to basically sponsor our food pantry for a month. And so we've had great success over the last few months, and we have lots of opportunities for groups to sign up to, you know, put a bin at their space and to raise food, canned food items and non-perishable food items to be used in our pantry.
Great. And if you want to connect with that, again, it's the Salvation Army of Tyler, 633 North Broadway, 903-592-4361 is that phone number. Website is salvationarmytyler.org, and there's also a Facebook page that might just happen to come in real handy for you as well. Again, it is summer, and it's time for your fan drive. That's well underway. How are things going with that? How can people help?
Yeah, it's going great. People can help by either bringing box fans to us. They can bring money to purchase box fans, and we have great deals with different suppliers where we can buy them. We've been giving out, you know, around 100 fans or so every couple of weeks. So if you come to our facility, you'll see fans coming in and you'll see fans coming out. As the temperatures, especially on those days where the temperatures are very high, you'll see a lot of people coming in and trying to get some box fans to help with the relief of that heat.
And if people want to donate a box fan, just bring it to the office.
Yeah, bring it by, and we have there's an obvious place to drop it off, and somebody will be there to help collect that and to thank you for that donation.
Sure thing. Captain Bobby Parker, Corps Officer with the Salvation Army of Tyler, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and gee whiz, the kids just got out of school, but the minute you get out of school, it seems like you maybe have a minute to catch your breath, and then you have to start thinking about what you're going to be doing when school starts up again in August. So your back-to-school drive is underway. Tell us about that, how things are going, and again, always how people can be involved.
Yeah, the back-to-school drive is underway. We have a whole list of supplies on our Facebook page that we're looking for donations of. And, you know, we'll give back-to-school supplies to kids in the community around us that need it. And as we've already talked about, we have, you know, 27 children currently staying with us. So we want to make sure that those children that are staying in our facility have that same back-to-school experience as everybody else in the community, have all the school supplies that they need, a new backpack, and just so that they, when they go to school, that they're proud and they feel like they have everything else that everybody else has as well.
Sure thing. Switching gears just a little bit here, albeit to something that's as important as anything you do, you have a Reconnect Recovery program. This is for people dealing with addiction, substance abuse, things of that nature, as is normally the case when we talk about the term recovery in this context. And capacity of 15 spots currently available, and it's all at no cost. Let's go ahead and get the word on how that's going, and again, what people need to do to connect with that Reconnect Recovery program.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite programs, and really it's so remarkable to see somebody come in on day one and then to see the transformation that happens after 180 days when we do our graduations on Sunday mornings. I think we actually have a graduation this Sunday. And so it's exciting to see people come in who are, you know, hopeless, they're struggling with addiction, they've lost all contact with family members, they've burnt all their bridges, and they're really kind of at their wit's end, and to see, like, almost immediately a little bit of hope, and then over time a lot more hope, and a whole new person getting employment. A lot of times they're able to reconnect with family and to be able to see their entire family and extended family come on their graduation day, and it's something that you can't really ever forget. So it's a program that's really well done. It doesn't cost anything. We have spots available, and I think a lot of people know somebody in their, at least in their family or in their network, of somebody that could benefit from a recovery program. And so if you have anybody like that, if you know anybody like that, just have them give us a call, or, you know, we have space available, and there's no cost.
Very good. Clothing vouchers, this kind of dovetails with some of the stuff we've talked about earlier. I know that I guess part of that's covered under the back-to-school drive, but also people need good-looking clothing, people that you work with who need to go out and interview for a job, so you help them out there. Anything else we need to talk about as far as how that clothing voucher program works?
Yeah, I think you hit it. You know, we have, you know, when you have 200 people staying in your shelter and you're trying to encourage them all to and help them seeking employment, and you know, a lot of times when you're going to interview for a job, you want to make a good first impression. So we want to make sure that everybody that we're working with is able to make a good first impression. And so we'll be able to provide a clothing voucher for those individuals, as well as any other individual out in the community who is struggling with clothing. You know, through case management and meeting with one of our caseworkers, they're able to get a clothing voucher as well.
Mm-hmm. Feeding the hungry. You have a soup kitchen. It's open to the public for lunch and dinner, and that's going to be what, around noon and maybe 4:30?
That's right. Yeah, it's just typical lunch and dinner times.
And anybody's welcome.
Absolutely. No questions asked. Everybody's welcome.
Your address is 633 North Broadway. And knowing what I know about your campus, correct me if I'm wrong, is this not held in another adjoining facility, maybe the one on Spring Street or...
The lunch and dinner?
Lunch and dinner.
Yeah, it's in our main Center of Hope, building number 2. It's there's a big 2 on the side of the building.
Okay, I guess that'll make it easy to find. Yeah. But it's all on that campus. It's spread out a little bit, but if you know where 633 North Broadway is, it's pretty much a short walk to anything else on the Salvation Army campus. Showers open to the public twice daily?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we are able to provide a cold shower or a hot shower to anybody that needs it, and a hot meal, shower, clothing, whatever the needs are. That's really what we're here to do. evaluate whatever somebody's needs are when they come into us and find a way to get that to them.
Okay, you say showers are open twice daily. What, do you know the specific times of that?
We don't typically keep somebody from being able to take a shower because of the time. So, I mean, if somebody comes in and needs to take a shower, we have the ability to make that happen for them.
Okay, Captain Bobby Parker from the Salvation Army of Tyler, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Senior Citizen Residences. This is a project that began a number of years ago, the William Booth Garden Apartments on Golden Road. And that's been up and going for a while and working out very nicely for you, I understand.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we have, you know, over 200 units, and then we have another set across the street. So affordable housing for seniors where they're able to live in good community there, have some good programs and services happening over there. My wife and I just finished a week long of VBS. We did VBS with the kids a couple of weeks ago, and then we did a VBS with the seniors last week.
That's Vacation Bible School for the uninitiated.
That's right. Vacation Bible School with the seniors. They did crafts. They did Bible time. We sang songs and just had an absolute blast with them over there at William Booth Gardens.
All right. Very good. Disaster relief. We've been hearing way too much about disasters this year. The tornadoes in Alto, the most recent activity I think that you connected to, tornadoes in Canton, which was just a few weeks back. Tell us a little bit about some of the experiences you've had just this year with offering disaster relief around East Texas.
Right. Anytime that there's a disaster anywhere in Texas, really our team is placed on standby, and we make sure that we have all the supplies needed so that if we're called out, we're ready to respond. And the last time that we were called out was for those tornadoes in Canton, and we were able to get there pretty quickly and serve first responders and utility workers. And, you know, a lot of damage that was done in a short amount of time. So you just never really know when something like that could happen, but we're always ready and prepared to serve those who are trying to, you know, either recover from a storm like that or to help others recover from a storm like that.
Okay, getting down close to the end of the show here, and we've talked a lot about donations already. I think we've basically been talking about in-kind donations, goods, clothing, food, things like that. People are also encouraged to donate financially to the Salvation Army, and I guess that's just real easy to do. Just go to the website and click on the donate button, and you're done.
Absolutely, yeah. That's really the only way that we survive is through the generosity of people in the community. And I've only been in East Texas for 2 years now, but I've already been kind of overwhelmed and just so encouraged by the generosity of the community and that East Texas spirit. And so really we rely heavily on that generosity, and our ability to support the community so heavily relies on the support that we receive from the community.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the kettle drive will be coming up later this year. And speaking of the holiday season, we don't want to miss out on the opportunity to talk about those great Thanksgiving and Christmas meals you offer every year. So you might want to put those on your calendar as well. And that kind of segues right into, I know you need a lot of volunteers for those efforts, but a lot of other volunteer opportunities are also available at the Salvation Army. Can you tell us a little bit about how your volunteer program works?
Yeah, we get a lot of requests for people that want to help volunteer to serve on Christmas and Thanksgiving. So if you're interested in doing that, you got to get it in pretty quick because it fills up really fast. But the good news is there, you know, 363 other days of the year where you can sign up to volunteer in the kitchen and to have your family come down and volunteer on the serving line and for your whole family to experience that. We have endless amount of volunteer opportunities that we always promote on our website and through Facebook. And if you give us a call saying that you would like to volunteer in some capacity, we will find an opportunity for you to connect with and find something that really resonates with you and your family, whether it's our family store, our kitchen, or an event that we have coming up.
Okay. I'm sure we haven't covered everything, but it's getting close to the end of the show, and any other information you want, you're going to be able to get it easily enough by calling the Salvation Army of Tyler, 903-592-4361, dropping by 633 North Broadway, or checking that website, salvationarmytyler.org, and or the all-important Facebook page. We are just about out of time, though. We have been visiting with Captain Bobby Parker, a Corps officer, along with wife Nicole of the Salvation Army of Tyler. Always a pleasure to get caught up on what you're doing, Bobby. Keep us in the loop and keep doing great things.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Captain Bobby Parker, Salvation Army of Tyler, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. As always, thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.